China's condemning the signing of the so-called Hong Kong Autonomy Act by U.S. President Donald Trump. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the U.S. move interferes in China's internal affairs and violates international law. Tech firm Huawei has expressed disappointment after the British government decided to prohibit it from working on the country's 5G system. Telecom operators are required to stop buying 5G equipment from Huawei after the end of this year and remove all Huawei equipment from Britain's 5G network by the end of 2027. Vice President Jeremy Thompson of Huawei UK says the decision means the country will lose its competitive edge in launching the 5G network.
5G is not like the previous generation. It's what the next industrial revolution is going to be built on. So, you know, we feel that the competitive advantage that the UK had by releasing the spectrum early and early adopters will be lost by this announcement.
The decision marks a major retreat for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who in January agreed to give Huawei a limited role in the 5G network. Under the earlier ruling, Huawei would have been limited to providing 35% of equipment, such as radios and antennas, while being barred from supplying core components of the system. But that move set up a diplomatic clash with the United States, which has accused Huawei of spying and has threatened to cut off security cooperation unless Britain dumps Huawei. The Chinese president is calling for stronger economic and trade cooperation with Singapore and Thailand, while continuing to jointly fight against the COVID-19 pandemic with them. Xi Jinping made the remarks in phone conversations with the prime ministers of those two countries. The president says China is willing to share its anti-pandemic experience and enhance cooperation in drugs and vaccine research and development. He also calls for closer cooperation within the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative. Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held a discussion with his Philippines counterpart, Teodoro Loxin. He says China will continue to work with all parties, including the Philippines, to properly handle the maritime disputes in the South China Sea through dialogue and consultation and uphold regional peace and stability. Loxin's expressed his country's willingness to work with China to further cement friendship and elevate cooperation. China is calling on the United States to stop disrupting regional peace and stability in the South China Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday called for opposition to China's maritime claims over the region, which he described as illegitimate. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says China's territorial sovereignty in the South China Sea is based on sufficient historical and legal evidence. He also stressed that China is not seeking to build a maritime empire in the South China Sea. The U.S. government's rescinded a new rule that could have denied international students a visa to stay in the country if they attended online courses exclusively. The government and two universities that had filed a lawsuit opposing the regulation reached a settlement before a Massachusetts judge on Tuesday. Harvard University and MIT filed the suit last week, seeking an order prohibiting the government from enforcing that rule. According to the settlement, a March 3rd guidance allowing students to take their classes online during the pandemic while in the U.S. will be reinstated. The settlement applies to higher education institutions nationwide. Firefighters are still battling a stubborn fire aboard a U.S. Navy ship for a third consecutive day in California. 38 sailors and 23 civilians have been injured after the USS Bonhomme Richard caught fire at Naval Base San Diego. 1 million gallons of fuel is reportedly stored on the ship, but officials have downplayed concerns about a blast, confirming that the fuel tanks are well below any active fire or heat sources. The Navy says it'll do a thorough investigation of the incident.